Father.
You know how close you are to eternity?
Okay.
This could be the day of your judgment, could it?
Okay. Thank you. Praise you.
Like natural brute beast, raging out their own shame. I think one of the most raging shame today is the religious people, the know-it-alls, the hope-to-be, and they're raging. They're raging against truth, against time.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I stepped through the door with a sister. I said, nobody wants to hear. Nobody wants to listen. God bless you, Terry. Sitting out there by yourself. Hope nothing moves you away from that. Because nobody's standing with you. And you're not going to change, are you? And most of you aren't even hoping for a change. You like the way you is. That's called iniquity. Thou sayest, I'm rich.
Hallelujah.
I got much grace. I'm rich.
Hallelujah.
I've been showed a whole lot of mercy. I'm rich. I'm increased with much knowledge. I know who I am. You know, preaching like this ought to make you do one of two things. But you're such a coward.
Oh, God.
It'll make you fall on your face.
Oh, God.
Or run out the door. But you won't do either one because you're a coward.
Oh, God.
You won't fight the fight of faith.
Jesus.
You won't lay hold to eternal life.
Lord God Almighty.
You wait for God to hand it to you because you deserve it.
Glory, God. Oh, bless you, Lord.
Pat me on it and say, nice boy. Come here, puppy.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Heads are down. Why is your head down? Why are you cast down?
My Lord.
Well, we didn't expect to hear it like this. We came to hear the brother of the Lord.
Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
You know, I keep trying to tell you people, I spent a lot of time.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Are there sin? No. You come in this place over and over in my presence, and you're not ashamed, even though I identify you and your iniquity. You're not ashamed.
Oh, God.
You're haughty. You're arrogant. You're proud.
Jesus.
Knowing nothing.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Boy, they say amen to that.
Yes, Lord.
They'd rather have me preach a falsehood than the truth. Saying to the prophets, prophesy smooth things. Tell us the things we want to hear.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Then you won't even now. And I've told you that before. See, I know your heart. I believe your heart really wants to serve the Lord. But you got a double mind. One day your mind is to serve him, next time it's it. So therefore you're unstable in all. And you know what you're going to do? See, you're not going to look at me and say, well, wait, what about you? You see a man who's being held steadfast in spite of everything that people put at me. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I shouldn't even have to say that to you. God shouldn't have to say to you, I am the Lord your God. He should have you saying. He should have to identify himself to you. You don't like that kind of talk, do you? Do you? Then I'll give you, for instance.
Bless you, Jesus.
Every one of you watch me do it. Every day. I tell you, one of the things that triggers me is my daughter. My daughter, her name is Rhoda. About 40, 3:44. You heard exactly what she done. I let you folk hear what she did yesterday. Huh? Now, I don't know the full story, but I do know that every part of her life is going to fall apart. Yours is too.
Amen.
Hello? See, now there's Link again. There's Dan Link. There he is. See? Now, what the hell is he even listening today? He's probably coming, but he hadn't come. See, that's the devil. That's the he's a liar from the beginning.
My Lord.
And what does the devil do today? He's calling God a liar. Oh, of course, I wonder which side you're on.
My Lord, God.
The line's drawn, people.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
See, even the Antichrist is trying to hold up his revelation of who he is.
Right.
Because if he finds out, if the world finds out who he is, okay, his claim of being Christ. Now look, what I just said is so clear. And you go, duh. I was just sitting looking at something we've heard about before, about a man who was going to have his head transplanted. You folk won't even try, will you? You won't even try. I can do that. I can do it. God can do it. He just doesn't laugh at us. We're laughing at him. We're mockers. Or don't you call mocking laughing? Or laughing mocking? Ever learning. Oh boy, are we a generation. We know so much. We just don't know God. If you think you're spiritual or you're a prophet, then you should know. I should not have to say I am the prophet.
No.
You should know that.
That's right.
And the prophet don't lie. Won't give up, will he? Hang right here. Now what I'm trying to say, I can't say because your ability to smile at me again. Come on, give me that foolish grin again. Come on, fool. Good, keep on doing. And you think you're gonna keep on? Look, well, you won't have nobody. I'll have the Lord. When I get done with this, I'd rather have him than all of you combined. Well, I don't believe that. I'm gonna believe it. I'm going to believe it.
Amen.
I ain't got nothing else to do but to believe.
Glory.
Can't believe in myself.
No.
Can't believe in you.
No, God.
Can't believe in my government.
No.
Can't believe in my race.
No.
Can't believe in my money.
No.
To whom can I go? Who can I believe in? You're unshakable. That's what we talked about yesterday. Implacable. What did we determine that was? You forgot? Which one of your brothers run up? You did.
Yes, sir.
How could you grab that book? Well, you can't expect us to know. Come on. You know when I come here what I'm going to do.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I almost had you upset with that last night when I mentioned, you know what I do. Remember? Do you remember? There for a minute you flipped off again. Don't do that.
Bless your name, Jesus.
My life is, you live around me, you know what I'm going to do. You know I'm going to look at you and scream at you. You know it.
Thank you, Father.
So what you do? You harden yourself?
Thank you, Father.
And then you come back with an answer.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Don't do that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's the way the heathen. Don't be like heathen. Don't do that. Look how you respond to me. See? You think I don't hear your spirit kicking back? You people are so damn foolish. You sit there and you don't think I discern what's going on through your spirit and your mind.
Oh, God.
You rage in your fury and your anger against God because He ain't giving you what you want.
But Lord God, ooh, Jesus.
Now let me talk about the head strength, man. Because that was unique. I knew about it before. This is nothing new. It would come out some years ago where they were getting ready, planning many years to take a man's head off, change all of his blood vessels and all of it. Hello, are you there? What do you want? Why should I put you on the radio? Oh, this is Link telling me I'm a liar and I'm a coward. What for? By your own... Okay, so you said it. Fine, good. Okay, you got it?
Okay. See?
Now, I ask one simple question. Why is this? Why is the heathen raging? Why are they imagining their vain things? I'm quoting the Bible right to you and to them. Why are you sitting like that?
Hold on.
Why are you this? So, I'll move in your own iniquity.
Oh, Jesus.
Huh? Tell me why. Why are you even here this morning? What do you want here?
Ah, Lord. Oh, God.
Why you live on these grounds? Oh. I'm being accused all the time of making you folk do this and do that. No, you get your card. If you haven't got one, I'll get you one. Come on, let them hear you say, boy, that's the truth. Let this world know that you're here because you are thoroughly convinced that this is where God wants you to be. Until all of a sudden I cross you.
Glory. Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus.
Now, wicked servant.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless your name, God.
He said, I'm lying about it. He's a wicked man. Don't you know the wickedness of man is great? In all the earth, in all of Link, in all of you, in all of me. This flesh, this despicable, this vile. Pot calling the kettle black. Now let me go back to that. Because I really chuckled this morning. He come up in front of me and I looked at him and they were talking to him from over in England. Look, the way you people look at me, it is almost incomprehensible. The looks on your faces, if any time I change the subject, your minds are so dense. You can't stand a man who's got a quick mind, can't you? He can't stand me. He wants me to put him on the air so he can tell you that I'm a false prophet and a liar. Well, hey, you go by your own time. You go up there and put up there, this is Brother Link to talk about Brother Stair. I don't get you somebody to listen. Just mention my name and he'll tune you in.
Oh, God.
And it's amazing, you know, I come here week after week, day after day, and you folk. Yeah, I wouldn't even sit in that chair again.
Oh, God.
I'd do something to move myself from my complacency.
Jesus! Glory to God! Oh. Hallelujah! Bless you, Jesus.
The man with no head, they were interviewing him several years ago and they asked him why he wanted to do this. And he told how it went on. If you understand, you're going to get his head cut off, esophagus, stuff to the brain, and they're going to put it back on another body because his little old body's all wrinkled up. Well, I looked at it this morning and he was kind of... No, so I didn't check. I thought, did he do it? So I checked to see if they'd done it. They're back on again. No, I changed my mind. I got me a little baby. Now here's a man who can't even move his arms. How in the world did that man, well, it could be in artificial insemination, it could be whatever. And maybe think about a guy who used to come here. How about that? Please pray that I get a wife. He's just like you. Hey, Brother Dad, please pray that I get my own life.
Oh, Jesus.
I have my own babies.
Oh, Jesus.
I have my own way. Please, Brother Dad.
Oh.
Notice for that man, he's never been born.
My Lord.
I think it was David or Solomon that I cursed the day I was born. Jeremiah, was it? Job. Why the hell do you folks stop this? You won't, will you? You know, I'm trying my best to show you how close. Everybody wants to replace the sign. So they act like they're the sign to confuse. See?
Amen.
See what you're doing? You can't sense what you're doing. What a generation. Can you picture old Link sitting up there, that lion dog, waiting for me to come on the air this morning so he could call down here? Huh? Can you picture old Satan out there waiting for Jesus to come and saying, I'm gonna come before he comes?
My Lord.
I remember years ago when PTL said, we're not looking for the Antichrist, we're looking for Jesus Christ. Well, the Antichrist will come first.
Amen.
Who are you looking for?
Christ.
You ignore the Antichrist, you are going to see the real Christ. By the time the real Christ shows up, that Antichrist has you cut off.
Amen. Glory. Jesus. Glory.
Are y'all doing good? Everyone here trying to tell me, I know, I hear, I understand. Terry, come here, Terry. I looked at you sitting out there by yourself. I'm going to give you a hug. I still got your back, boy. Hench, man. Let's hench a little bit, all right?
Yes, sir. Amen.
And don't let nothing move you away from it.
Yes, sir.
No one or nothing.
Yes, Lord.
Ah, Lord. Hello? Implacable, huh? Yeah. Yep, that's it. When I came out of the prison house the first time, which was over 10 years ago, I remember how many times folks would say to me, you're in jail? You got arrested? You're in jail? I said, Jesus was in jail. Paul's in jail. The prophets are in jail. Why do you think it's so that I would get by without going to jail? John the Baptist was in jail. Oh, they must have been terrible guys.
God bless you,
Jesus. See, you fool won't budge. You're just like that damn bunch of folks that run their mouth. You sit there. You're not giving me any confidence this morning. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Hello. Old chicken. I'm going to put that aside. Now, what I told you when I came out of the prison house the first time, you tell me what I told you. Why? Why? That ain't what I told you. That was the result of what I told you. No! He said, I want you to build my church. I want my house full.
Glory.
But he wants it full of saints.
Glory.
That's why you see these empty houses. Oh, why your wife left you? Why your children left you? Why Carly left you? Why your old friends? And you can preach a book to this damn generation. You shall be betrayed. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Even you got to fight the spirit of hatred or anger when I talk to you. Even every you. And if you don't fight it, it'll overwhelm you. Out of your mouth will come your hateful words. Love me, huh? And you're doing the same thing. I wonder how he's getting by with that. Getting by? God won't let him get by.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Yeah, then he got back on. He changed his mind.
Yeah.
There he's still sitting with his little old body.
Yeah.
Well, I got me a wife now.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I mean, the guy can't even move. He's like that old guy that thing was very wise. I wonder why this guy with all these brilliant minds can't find a way to get the crippled arm straightened. I wonder why these physicians can't save themselves.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
I wonder why Mr. Link or Mr. Steve.
Hallelujah.
I wonder why they just can't go do what they're supposed to. Huh?
Oh, bless you.
See, they won't answer me. Well, why am I this guy's trouble? Huh? Because nobody's listening to him. Not his own home, not his own family. Nobody. Why? Because he's a liar. And the devil's going to wake up one day and find out that nobody's listening to him. He done deceived them all. Deceiver. The word of God is not a liar. Amen. Yeah, until the cross is you. Until the word of God comes to you. And you're just like natural brute beast. Can't change your mannerism. Can't change your thinking. Impossible to change your doing. All that designed.
Yeah.
That was God's purpose when he made you to sin.
Yeah.
So that you would finally come to the point that you could do nothing about your sin.
Yeah.
That maybe, just maybe, you cry out, Lord, save me! Yeah. And I don't mean just yelling, I mean pleading.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord God.
Yes.
Now, when I sent to my computer this morning, I sat down, I read the command to rebuild the temple. Now what did I just tell you? I told you God wanted me to build his house. The house had the walls broken down. Rebuilding the house. Gotta be broken, people. They've gotta be broken.
Glory.
Spirit of come on, sing it like you mean it. Sister Burgess, say, Sister Burgess, Sister Burgess!
Yes, yes. Oh, Jesus. Yes.
I said, Sister Burgess, I got another prayer for you.
Yes.
Just a few months ago.
Yes.
Sister Burgess!
Yes. Yes. Save me, Lord. Yes. Save me, Lord. Let the parish.
Save it like you know it. Cry like you know it. Why, you just got finished walking on the water, Peter. Lord, if that's you, bid me to come. He said, come on. So Peter gets out. And what do you think he found out? That it really was Jesus. And when he began to shake, he didn't say, Jesus, if that's you.
No,
he didn't. No, he didn't. He knew it was him. So now he cried out, Jesus, save me. Come on, Link. Come on, Steve. Come on, you guys want to speak truth. We have hope that we'll be saved in the end. Now we have hope that we get to the end of ourselves, the end of our flesh, the end of our trusting in humanity. Because Jesus said, I'm the end. Somebody ought to get excited. Excited he was in the beginning.
Yes, Lord.
Boy, you folk are so locked in. You're so locked in that flesh. So locked in. And we love it. Ooh, we love it.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
No man.
Glory. Jesus.
So you must become a new man, created in righteousness. See, I'm quoting one scripture right after another, and y'all sit there. And I was thinking about that scripture where Jesus, they came to Jesus and said, we got a question for you.
Oh, bless you.
They don't even want to hear it.
Hallelujah. Glory.
What's your question this morning?
Oh, bless you.
Right, look at me like that, right there.
Hallelujah! Oh, Jesus! Huh? Glory to God!
See, and if I use this story in the Bible, which is there all along, written for our learning, there was a man who married a wife. The man died. Now, under Moses' law, his brother, I'm your brother, Dennis.
Okay.
I'm your brother.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, we love our brothers, don't we?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Glory.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
What an enthusiastic crowd. So the second brother was supposed to marry a man's wife. So in other words, seven brothers.
Oh, God.
Boy, we got them on this one. The first one married her, he died. The second one married, he died. And all the way down to the seventh one.
Yes, Lord.
Now, he even died. Now, in the resurrection, oh, there it is. That resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Whose wife?
Yes, Lord.
Well, you all know the story, don't you? Come on, sister. Who's, how do you read?
And the resurrection, therefore.
Oh, you have to read it? You didn't know it? You knew it? Then tell it to me. Don't read it. And who in a resurrection, whose wife?
Whose wife?
Well, come on.
In the resurrection, whose wife will she be?
Well, look at that. What you did say, did you hear?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
And out of the mouth of Jesus came one of the most profound statements he ever said. Did you guys are in error. The error of your way.
Oh, my Lord.
You know your way is error?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You do it your way, huh?
Bless you, Jesus.
Old Link wants to tell you I'm a liar, but he's a liar. Hey, Link, the door back there. I'm waiting for you to walk through. You told me you were coming. Come on, Satan. We're waiting for you to show yourself. Come on. Out of the mouth of Jesus, which was the word of God,
hallelujah,
said, you do error.
Yes, Lord. Word of God.
You hear me?
Word of God.
You guys are going your own way. You're erring.
Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name.
Wow. Are we yet to see another change of people here before I can get the house full? Because I can't get the house full until I get rid of some of you.
Oh, God.
See what God did to get Israel? He got rid of Israel.
Yeah.
That no man will eat fruit of thee hereafter forever.
Amen.
You'll never get a chance, as far as I'm concerned, in this tabernacle to testify until you are restored and you can truly.
Hallelujah.
Otherwise, to hell with you. Your testimony means nothing. You don't understand that, huh? How many men have stood here and testified, oh, the prophet of God, the man 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 of God? Huh? How long are you going to be able to say there's none like him? I mean, am I really going to be able to turn to you for a testimony?
Oh, God.
Well, we'll see.
Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
Come on, grin at me again.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
I told you what you believe about that one. I told you to do that. That part you'll agree with. None like me. Never met a prophet like me. Never read one like me. Oh, so you know another prophet just like me, huh? Another guy keeps writing me. Today he brought up Larry Taylor and another guy. And I remember both of them because I had both of these men on my broadcast. See? I gave them both error. Remember Larry Taylor? Nobody knows Larry Taylor. Steve Quell. Hey, Richard, you told me the other guy's dead. The army man. No wonder you don't know what I, because I keep talking about Jesus all the time and you don't remember. Yeah, Tex Mars. Who else do you want me to name? Huh? Boy, they won't budge. I look at their faces and they just won't budge. Repair the broken walls that have been torn down.
Amen.
I need a few soldiers with a sword in your hand and a will in your heart. You don't even know what I'm saying, people. I'm telling you, the way you react to the truth is almost an abomination. Come on. You want to be like Link? Come on.
Oh, God.
Come on. Here's the mic. Come on. Don't like it when I expose you to the rest of the world, do you? Well?
Oh, God.
I've told you all along. I told people all along. I'm an adulterer, a fornicator, a blasphemer. I don't know if I've been a murderer, but come pretty close. He that hated his brother.
Jesus.
I had to fight that.
Oh,
Chris is my brother. He turned out to be a liar. His testimony is invalid. 47 years ago, I had enough of God in me after a messed up life saying, this is the voice. The inner voice! I hear the voice of Jesus saying,
hallelujah!
Satan! Satan! Link! Steve! Liar!
Glory! Bless you, Lord!
Should I call your name next?
Bless you, Lord.
Lord. All the overcomers are all liars.
Glory! Bless
the Lord. Mercy, Lord.
Where He leads me.
Bless you, Jesus.
What was he? You just got finished singing for you wicked people. What was Moses? He was a leader. He led them out of Egypt. He led them through the Red Sea. He led them through the wilderness. And then they began to rebel like hell, and God said, no, I'm not going to let you leave him. I tried to say that all along. That's why I took Moses up on the mountain. Because they provoked him. And Moses, because he was provoked, did something he should not have done.
Amen.
Yeah, he smoked the rock.
Yes.
When he should have spoke to it. Yes. How many of you are smiting the rock?
Oh, my Lord.
How many are you?
Yes.
Huh?
Oh, God.
How many of you are smiting the rock?
Oh, God.
They're beating them up.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Isn't that something? And you're so proud, you won't look at your brother and sister and say, please pray for me, because I don't quite grasp what's going on here. I know he's the prophet, but. I believe he is the man of God, but. Thank God we start living in the kingdom. We only have silence for half an hour.
Hallelujah.
And God's going to let us get charged up. And then for the rest of eternity. That's if we get there. Oh, yes, I'm running. Nah, too many are dragging. You're not running. Running to judgment. That was the book that got David Wilkerson rejected. I didn't know. You heard on the broadcast the other day.
Yes.
Where a man told you how the church had begun to reject.
Yes.
David Wilkerson.
Yes.
I didn't hear that. So what the hell do you folk listen to? Like this damn fool? Can you hear him raging up there? Raging phone! Raging phone! For over 10 years now, we have heard over and over again, I want you to understand how close this is. What is close? And when the door of grace is shut, ain't nobody getting in. You can bang on the door all day long. Now, grace, grace, God's grace. But you see, most people are frustrating that grace. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation appears to all men, teaching us to deny ourselves ungodliness and worldly lust, be what we want to be, something in the world. Ah, I didn't know me yet. Make something of yourself. Leave a mark for you. Yeah, they asked the young man, because he's all dressed up nice now. He said, I changed my mind. Why? They spent 4 or 5 years trying to make sure they could transfer his head, and he was convinced at first he could. But it was a risk, and he knew it.
Yes, Lord.
Have you tried to transfer your head? Since the virgin, the old black folks would say, I want to thank the Lord who is the
head of my life.
Come on, say it.
I want to thank the Lord who is the head of my life.
What? But I'm your husband. I'm virgin. I'm the head of your house. No, he's not. He's not even taking care of his own house. No, it's not.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Say it again, Sister Burgess.
I want to thank the Lord who's the head of my life.
Say it loud.
I want to thank the Lord who's the head of my life.
Your life. Your life is hid. With Christ in God. Sister Burgess, I was trying to tell Timothy the other day, somebody drove up here, I know that it had to be from you some way, indirectly. A little old black couple pulled up here and said, we want some cane syrup. Boy, you folks, you are really, why do you got to tell it? What's just the story about it? The little brother comes in, I said, talk to Terry. Terry knew who it was. So he came back. Are you listening to me?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Came back, handed me $7, right?
Yeah.
Right, Richard?
Yes, sir.
For a half gallon.
Right. Yeah.
Now, I don't even know what we do. Have we ever put a price on it?
Yeah, I think it was 20. Yes. $20.
And Richard, even when he told me that, I said, look, if they have to, give it to him.
Amen.
God damn this house. This cannon, God. That mine. Man, boy, don't you know these eyes are the window of your soul?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The window's up to your heart.
Yes, Lord.
The eyes have it.
Hallelujah.
I tried to tell you years ago, the first thing God told me before I knew anything, said, don't be afraid of their faces. And boy, was I shocked when I found out that your eyes was in your face.
Hallelujah.
The window to the soul.
Hallelujah.
Another word for the soul would be the heart. And the heart is
that
you won't do it. Whose heart? So every time you make a testimony, we test it to see if it's from the heart.
Hallelujah.
How come you folks don't understand that simple? Well, what about you? You don't know I'm being tested.
Oh, yes.
Tested and tried. One that's Mr. Link or Chris Kendrick or Christopher so-and-so or Stan so-and-so, huh?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, God.
I name names, don't I? Don't I?
Yeah. Amen.
I name one of your days and dine with Timothy. I don't ever remember anybody else in all my life. I would say my beloved son, Timothy. I won't say it about my own son. Oh, I love him. Yeah, I do. Don't you know? Behold. What matter of love that the Father has bestowed upon you that you be called his son.
Hallelujah.
Wow. You? Me? Is that? What kind of love is that? That love of God which is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. Go beyond the highest and reach way down to the lowest heaven. And that love lifted me up. Somebody, what took you so long this morning? You lost your spring? Jump higher than that.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I'll tell you what, I can get you some help.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory.
Glory. Glory. Yes, Lord.
Did I make it easier when I jump with you?
Yes.
Glory, God.
When they feast with you, did I make it easier?
Yeah.
Helps you enjoy the meal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lord.
Huh?
Yeah.
Now we're at a winter feast.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm feasting on the manna. Never shall. Ooh.
Glory.
of the bountiful supply. I'm dwelling in pure land. Wow!
Glory. Hallelujah.
And they began to make excuses. You ever do that?
Hallelujah.
I wonder what excuse I could use this morning. About 9:10, I was laying down, breathing hard, fighting for breath a little bit. Looked at the clock.
Oh, bless you, Lord God.
Those things.
Oh, yeah.
Learn. That's the trouble. You haven't learned from me. I've tried my best to teach you by example. Yeah, well, you sinned. Well, that'll help you with yours, honey.
Amen.
Hey, you've sinned.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And never, nobody likes when I tell them I done right by my sin. How do you do right by your sin? By confessing it and then for saving it. I'm not going to let my sin move me away from my God. I let nothing. Think I can tell anybody, man called this morning, are you alive? I can't hear you. You know, that is a damn lie. We're on shortwave.
Jesus.
It must cost you a lot of money. That's the miracle of it. It doesn't cost me near.
Glory.
I used to tell years ago, I said, don't be surprised.
Oh, God.
About what? I ain't got no money. Oh, you got $100 in your pocket, you got $1,000 in the offering. That ain't no money. How do you get anybody to grasp that? It used to cost me $20,000 a day. Say it, peanut brains. I got the same time, more time. In fact, the station over in Bulgaria puts down a 300,000 watt.
Glory to God.
20 rounds a day.
Glory to God.
You hit over here sometimes. I don't hear ya. Shortwave radios are everywhere.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
I sent an offering back to a lady the other day. Preached on the show. She never wrote before. And Batia, what did I tell her? Tell her. Batia.
Yes, sir.
Will you speak up, please?
We don't sell shortwave.
Send her money back to her. Then we went and found one, did we?
Yes, sir.
We had it sent to her. You don't want a shortwave radio, go to WorldNet Daily or just get on your internet and look for shortwave radio. And you'll find them priced from anywhere from $5 to $500. Yeah, you will. Walmart has them. Radio Shack has them. No, you want... I can't hear ya. I haven't heard you. You keep repeating over and over again, and I told you why.
Hallelujah.
Nobody listens to radio more than 2 hours at a time. They get tired or they get busy. I doubt whether there's any of you that listen consistently for 2 straight hours. I'm telling you. Or you might have it in the background, but you're not listening. Just the sound, you know. When I came out of the prison house, God told me, I want you to build my house.
All right, yes, Lord.
See?
Yes, sir.
I believe in that fourth man, he's the rebuilder of the broken down walls of God's house. Why do you sit there like that? Why does that not move you? The church has been destroyed. The walls that God built have been torn down by theology, by doctrine, by manner of life. Why, you knew the word of God before you read that, and your faith was being challenged, and your love was being blasted. So you turned to the book.
Hallelujah.
It was there all along.
Glory God. Oh God. Ooh. Ooh.
Daniel said, I understood by books.
Glory God.
70 years he couldn't understand why they were in bondage. God's people.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
What are we doing here? Captive of these.
Glory.
But he was faithful anyway.
Faithful.
Served the king. Excellent spirit in him.
Yes.
What's wrong with you people? I say things so plain and your eyes glass over. God, what's wrong? See, there's no understanding. You were told by this prophet in all you're getting, because you are getting, how many times you get your own way? Huh? How many times you get your own way? So you're good at getting. You're not again. Hello. The devil. I'm not afraid of them. Hey, show your face, boy. That's all you got to do. You know what you'll find out if you come to show your face? I'm going to be right here. Now, he can't answer a question why he's doing this. You want me to find out? Let's find out. Okay? You ready? You boys up there ready with the telephone? Hello? Oh, hey, all right, call back, Link, and we'll put you on the air. Now you do this. You tell them who your name is, where you live, and give your phone number, and then these folk who are interested in what you got to say, or you can tell them what you want to say. Hey, Link! We didn't use the link, did we? Come on! Beep. Oh, Satan!
Satan,
another time, I was playing with a real good basketball player, and he gave me the first shot. I said, that's your mistake, boy. Because he was good. He thought I was so good, he could give me the first shot, and he still beat me. Look, that's not what I'm talking about. He gave me the first shot, and before I was able to get him the ball back, I had it almost won. Now, y'all look at me. The game was, we used to call it the come on, you guys. Oh, is that the way you call it? Hey, people, why don't you just go? You're not going to wake up, so just go.
Okay. Now,
that's the way he was. I told you a story. He came from the University of South Carolina. He was a star player. Came down over here to, what's his name, Church. And all the guys said, boy, we got this preacher out here on Highway 15. He said he can play basketball and beat anybody. When I'm talking to a champion ball player.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless him.
He found me in the back garden with a pair of clodhoppers on. Clodhoppers? Wrong word. Anybody here wear clodhoppers? Where are they at? At the house. Can you describe them?
Yeah, they lace them all the way up, the shoes.
You ought to look at these people. How you people. Hey, what happened to Link? Are you a coward? You know, when you come with a brazen spirit, you know what you are? You're a coward. I come with a bold spirit. I'm not a coward.
Glory to God.
Well, I don't... Okay. Say it any way you want to say it. I still remember that basketball player. He come running out. Found me out in the field working. He walked out. He was 6'2" or 6'3", something like that. He weighed about 250 pounds. He stood over me. They tell me you can say you can beat anybody. Well, that's for sure. What I did with the guy was psych him out. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to psych the old devil out.
Praise the Lord.
He ain't as smart as he thinks he is.
All right.
He's a wise serpent, but he's not wiser than the all-wise God. Yeah. No, sir. knowledge of thee is harmless as the devil is wise. That's wise. So where do you get the wisdom?
God.
Huh? When you get wisdom from God, you got something.
Thank you, Lord.
Am I ever going to get a house on my side, Lord? Or your side? Always somebody going to disagree, disapprove, and don't tell no man approved of God. Are you folks so dumb that you don't know that this almighty God could silence me just like that?
Amen. Yes, he can.
Call on your God.
Right.
Sorry, I never knew you. Go and serve the one that you served down on earth.
Hallelujah.
Ball player kept mocking me because I didn't look too big working in the garden. You want to play a game? I said, not really. What's the matter? You kept telling everybody nobody can beat you. Nah, that's true. Especially you. No, you're not gonna beat me.
Amen.
I've been beaten.
Amen. Glory to God.
A long time ago, God beat me.
Thank you,
Lord. He just beat me and molded me. Amen. And he beat me. Beat me. He just beat me good. To make me what he wants me to be. He beat me. But I don't go along with it. Then go to hell. Well, without Elkins, then go wherever you want to go. What's the matter, you coward, Link? Where'd you go?
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
You know, I remember talking about how about the river. And then I can just hear them sit there. I'm not sure if they listen anymore. They might. You know, just to see if they can catch me or something. But Elijah said, take them down by the river and cut them to pieces.
Okay.
I'm leaving. Where do you want to go? Down by the river. Now, I believe very much in going down by the river. Go down by the river. Going to lay my burden down. I laid it down. Ain't no burden to me no more. No. Old Burgess thought I was looking for an argument. There ain't no argument. He's wrong. He's not even trying to save his own life. I'm sorry, Sister Bridget, but may God give you strength. All the children gone their own way. How about mine? Did you hear mine yesterday? Did you hear? What's wrong with you? All I want to do is a little bit of money for Christmas presents. And you damn woman, you're having a hard time just even living. And you want to spend money on Christmas? Can't pay your rent? Can't buy your food? Can't pay for your gas? Well, you think God's going to keep on providing a job for you out there when he got work for you to do here?
My Lord.
Huh? I keep trying to tell them this thing is going to change. Look at the news. Planned. Don't have to worry about it too much longer, Link. They're going to figure you can't even get away from your house. Don't have to worry about you coming here.
Amen.
I don't know why you folk don't understand this kind of language. See where God brought you?
You
so you don't have to travel.
Hallelujah.
Won't have to go to buy food.
Amen.
We're owe nobody anything but love.
Amen.
My God, somebody. It's not working because you lack love that makes you work. Wow, look at you.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Clodhoppers.
Glory.
Yeah, I got a clodhopper on. Hey, Link, if I didn't have this restriction on me, I'd come to you.
My Lord.
And you got to remember the reason why Jesus hasn't come yet. Because he got some restrictions on him. You get it? Hello? Are you ready to put your name on the phone? Here, I'm going to put the phone on. and we're going to put it over the air. You tell them what your name is, your phone number, and tell them that Brother Stairs is a lying prophet, and they can call you and you can talk to them all day long. That's a fair enough deal? Okay. Put them on the air. Let's hear it.
Brother Link, 612-237-5552.
Oh, by the way, he's not a brother.
You told me you'd do that last week. That was one of your lies I was telling you, Paul. You told me you'd do it last week.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did.
You didn't even have me on the air.
Yeah, but you because you couldn't hear. You were still on the air.
Well, if no one could hear me. You didn't want anyone to hear me.
Well, now you've done it. Are you okay? Now.
You just lied and twisted what I said.
Okay.
I didn't.
All right. Now, so, give your phone number again.
I'm calling you on that.
Who the hell are you to call me? I've been called.
Calling you on being a liar.
I've been called.
You say
I've been chosen.
It matters to God.
Say then, your kingdom coming down.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
No, I told you last week.
Not
the last
day.
Prophet was Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We didn't need another prophet after that.
So you're trying to tell me
he
that?
He brought us the Holy Spirit. Read your scriptures.
Why don't you read it, devil? There were prophets after Jesus. There were prophets after Jesus. Read the book. You don't like what's written, do you?
Born on the computer, they have scripture on the
Jesus
computer.
Jesus was not the last prophet. Jesus was the Savior, the Redeemer.
Liar.
Okay.
Liar.
Done now?
I was letting you speak.
I'm letting you speak.
I'm ranting and raving. Like
you're on the air. Speak.
People are not ranting and raving. They're just coming against the lie. People know what the truth are because if they know God, if they know Jesus, they know what the truth is now. The Holy Spirit is within us.
Shut my mouth.
Your mouth will be shut.
Good.
Not by me, by God. That's
well,
I'm not afraid of you. I'm not
hey, God, shut my mouth.
There. I'm not afraid of a stare down with you or anything. I'm not
you're
afraid
a
of
coward.
This world.
You're a coward.
I think you are. I think you're a coward the way you're acting.
Come on down and face me.
I told you I would.
Well, come on.
Now.
I told you I will when the Lord sends me, not when you tell me.
Well,
you have no power over me.
He that sits on the circle of the
you
earth
have no power over me.
Shall laugh.
Powers do not have power over me. You start speaking the truth, then I'll start respecting you.
You can't even tell these people why you're doing this. If I'm just nobody, a coward, then why the hell are you even messing with me?
I just pointed out that you're not known all over the world and hated all
I'm
over
not.
The world.
I'm not. I heard from Brazil. I've heard from Iran. I hear from all over the world. All the time.
How many? A handful or two?
Hundreds of them.
Yeah.
I heard from a guy from Jamaica yesterday, or Haiti, who sent me $200.
The whole world. You're a liar.
I hear from all over the world. We've heard from over...
We don't hear from all over the world. I said the whole world does not know about you and hate you like you portray. That is not it at all. No one hardly knows you. And as far as why I'm messing with you, as you called it, you know, the Lord sent me to you for a reason. I told you that. We both find out what that reason is together.
Fine. I've met you before hundreds of times.
Lies. I'm not against you. Stop your lies and we will be in unity.
Oh, Satan rages. See, you. How many times would Jesus say to Satan, it's written?
It's written.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written.
Anybody says it. There was no prophets in the New Testament. You're not knowing what's written. Abacus was a prophet.
Yes.
The one that was sent to Paul.
Yes.
That was after Jesus.
Yes.
Apollos was an apostle. A prophet. See, Satan is saying, no, God, you're not God.
My Lord.
Well, I'm not God, and I don't say that, and I haven't said that to nobody.
Oh, God.
Now we got rid of Mr. Link, I think. So we can cut that link, can't we?
Yes.
I command it to rebuild the temple.
All right.
In the second year of Darius the king, if you remember, when Mr. Trump went over and established the embassy in Jerusalem, they referred to him as Darius. Look at, see the problem I have with him? Got the same with you.
Oh, God.
In fact, he put his picture up as Darius. Why? Because it was under the King Darius where the temple was to be rebuilt. In the second year of Darius, that's when Mr. Trump did it. His second year of presidency. In the first day of the month came the word of the Lord by Haggai as a prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the high priest, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts. If you people don't know that that was one of the major things that people jumped on Mr. Trump's bandwagon.
Amen.
That's a lie, huh? The people say the time has not come. The time that the Lord's house should be built. Not yet. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai as a prophet, saying, it is time for you, O you that dwell in your sealed houses, live under your government pensions, your government handouts. You won't labor one damn day in your life except with your big mouth. Time for you, all you that dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Your way is not God's way.
No.
You will never shut my mouth, Link, or devil. You'll never do it. Never. You have so much and you're bringing little. Can you imagine this man telling me that I'm not hurt all the world? And just this week, phone calls from England, from Brazil, from Romania, emails. See, they don't like when I tell them this gospel shall be preached into all the world, to every nation. But that's exactly what this gospel has done. Go up to my website. Go to the country calendar. Go look at it. These are countries that we have heard from. Yeah. See, I'm not lying. Hear it again. May God reveal Caroline. Don't you know I'm God's servant? Don't you know God sent me to you for a purpose to shut your mouth and to expose you? Have you? Sure, that's what the Antichrist is all about. Even now, there may be Antichrist. Here's one right there. Against the truth, against the word of God, against.
Hallelujah.
You're so much, you've run your mouth a whole lot and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it in bags with holes. You're wasting your time, sir. All your labor.
Hallelujah.
One day they're going to come and take me. Yeah, they are. One day they're going to come and take me all the way to Jerusalem. Yeah, they are.
Glory.
What are you going to do then, huh? Going to rejoice? Sure you are.
The
Bible said the whole world's going to rejoice.
That's right.
They got him now.
That's right.
They're going to kill me. Yeah, they are.
Yes. Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house. And I will take pleasure in it. And I'll be glorified, saith the Lord. Come on, do what God tells you to do.
Lord.
You look for much and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of my house that is waste. And you run every man unto his own house. Hello?
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Sure, I already told him. Yeah. Okay? Are you going to tell God to go to hell? Yeah. And I went to hell, and you know, there he was. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Glory be to God. Whoa. If you people don't come to the full realization that we're in the time for the man of sin, and we all think it's Trump. No, it's all these people out here, all these Antichrist spirits, huh? Opposed to, against.
Yes.
And why are you folks sitting so complacent? Why, he could walk through that door and half of you would side with him.
Bye-bye.
Sign of rebellion. Oh, Jesus wouldn't talk like that. They all forsook him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You look for much, and lo, it come to little. And when you brought it into your home, I just blow upon it. Satan comes and blows upon this house.
Oh,
so God said, I'm going to come. I'm going to blow too.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
But we're not like the chap that the wind blow.
No. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
You're going to blow me away.
Hallelujah.
You're not.
Glory.
You blowhards. You know, I must have said this to this congregation, to this world, for 3 years now. Hey, Link, 3 years ago they came on these grounds and took me captive.
All right.
With something greater than you got, AK-47s loaded, okay, to blow me away.
Glory.
Blow on, Link.
Glory.
See if you can blow me away. I keep telling you people why I've used the phrase go to hell. And why I say, God, go to hell. And I made my bed in hell, and where do you think he was?
Yes.
Right there.
Thank God.
He was there.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes. All the time.
Hallelujah.
All the time. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
See, we're living in the last one. There's just no way it's going to go much longer. And already, for guys like him, the door of grace is already shut. He can knock all day long. He's not getting in. For by grace are you saved.
Hallelujah.
And he has frustrated God's grace.
Grace.
And if you sit there and keep doing that,
hallelujah,
yeah, well, God will get rid of you. Sure will. God will take care of
you.
See, he won't quit. Yeah, what else you got to say? Hello? By the hand of God, but you be corrected. You don't know about that? What I did was what did I do? Because I was charged. But they haven't tried me. No, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner.
Yes.
I'm a sinner. Is that clear enough?
Yes.
I'm a sinner.
Yes.
Okay, then why don't you trust God? Then why don't you just trust God?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad for that. Wonderful.
Oh, God. Jesus.
You know what, Link? There's not one person in this whole world that pays you any attention. Really? Oh, you know what he just said about y'all? He said if he was here, half of you would walk with him. And he that sits on the circle of the earth shall laugh.
Amen.
Yeah, God's laughing.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
No, God's laughing.
Amen.
Oh, but God's still laughing at you.
Yeah.
I'm not God. Show your butt here, you damn liar, you coward. Come on. I'm right here. Come on. I can't come up there.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I did not commit a crime. I committed sin, but I did not commit a crime. I did not commit a crime. I did not commit a crime, Mr. Satan.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Okay. You got it settled? Okay. You know it? Well, then why did you come on down? Why are you even messing with me? Okay, let's find out. Okay?
Okay.
This is amazing. This is amazing. You're going to find out. See, they don't like me because I said I have sinned. They don't like that. They want me to identify the sin. Well, how do you identify sin? Lying, cheating, adultery, fornication. On and on and on you go. This man, he's not confessing his sins. Because rebellion to him is not sin.
Hallelujah.
Brother and sister, and I'm going to close with this. For over the last 3 years, and the last year for sure, I told you, the time has come for the man of sin to be revealed, the son of the devil. And everything in the world is telling us that.
Amen.
The devil has come down onto you because he knows he has but a short time.
Amen.
If you're going to be shutting my mouth, Mr. Devil, you better do it quick.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Father.
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any sword you can wield, any lie you can tell, any delusion you can say. The word of God. The word of God. Now this man said if he come here, half of you would go with him. Have you been warned by the effect like that? Have we seen you go? Have we seen people go?
Hmm? Glory to God.
See, they don't hear nothing. People aren't hearing. I've confessed my sin on the radio over and over again. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Sin!
Yeah.
Hey, Link! Hey, that is without sin!
Yeah. Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Cast the first stone!
Glory.
So, Mr. Link is without sin, huh? Lying's not a sin, right? The only way a sinner can be saved is to tell the truth. I have sinned.
Hallelujah. Glory.
What is sin? The thought of foolishness.
Hallelujah.
Mocking.
Hallelujah.
Self-justification.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
Arrogance.
Yes, Lord.
Pride.
Glory.
Well, you've been all those. I sure have.
Glory.
You know, I was sitting in the house this morning, I thought about, they bound the hand of Jesus in the garden where he prayed. They took him through the streets in shame.
Amen.
To Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. He let them do it.
Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
When they came out here to bind me, I let them do it.
Yes. Yes.
Right. It wouldn't have been good for me to be rebellious then. They'd have pulled that trigger, and I'd have been gone. But out here, out here, out here,
glory.
You know, it's amazing. You can talk to people for 3 years now. They've had that thing on me. Why don't they change the court? Oh, they will. One day I'll get called. I'll get a call to come before the judge, the Pope. He'll send for me. Promise me he would. He promised me he would. So we'll get back to you. You know right where I am. So we stand. I must have quoted the scripture hundreds of times. Why do the heathen rage? Why does that heathen rage? Why does he imagine it? Things. Why? Why do he? Huh? He thinks he's going to tell you something you don't already know.
Lord.
You folk live with me.
Yeah.
Huh?
Thank
you. You know what the Lord lives with you? And you live with him?
Yes, Lord.
Wow.
Amen.
Good. Wow.
Amen.
Now, I belong
to Jesus.
Jesus. To the glory land.
Hallelujah.
I'm linked up with him.
Yes.
And he's the truth, not a lie.
Yes.
Do you know him?
Thank you,
Lord.
Heavenly Father, I pray for these people.
Yes,
I promise you I would do it. Sister Matthew this morning again, Father. Sister Johnson. Sister over there in Atlanta.
Yes.
Brother Paul.
Yes.
Brother Jack and his wife.
Yes,
boy, are they having a struggle.
Jesus.
Just telling somebody you're not trying to replace me doesn't mean you're not trying. You're going to be using that.
Oh.
See, I'm too smart for that. See, these people that call me, they're not telling me nothing I haven't already spoken about.
Hallelujah.
They're not, I'm telling you. They talk about the financial collapse. They talk about the economic upheaval. I'm not getting no response from you. That's why sometimes I sit down and say, what am I going to say? I've already said it. Well, you keep repeating. Yep. It's amazing that old book repeats over and over again. Listen also. In the last days, perilous times shall come. And because the perilous time, men who are lovers of their own selves.
Glory.
Proud. God sent me to you to straighten you out.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Got that backwards.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh, Jesus.
Unto you was the prophet said. You weren't sent to the prophet.
No.
You lepers.
Glory.
Tell that guy to go dip 7 times. Covering his own leprosy, his own sin, trying to magnify somebody else's.
Hallelujah.
When we get to heaven, whose wife will she be? And the Word said to them, you do
error.
Not knowing. Simply because you don't know the Scriptures. You might know the Word. The Word concludes all men under sin. But the Scripture says, Christ, who is our life. It takes the power of God to save men from sin. These people even honor the most basic things. I'm an old man. You shouldn't talk to me like that. If you're the son of God, come on. You know I am. And you talk to me like that, Satan? Now you're going to say, I said, I'm God. I don't say that, and you know I don't. You're not getting past me, Link, or Steve, and you're not getting through me either.
Oh, my Lord God. Hallelujah.
I don't care if you folks don't want to stand with me.
Praise the old God.
You don't know the Scriptures. Neither do you know the power of God. The power of God is the blood of Jesus. Therefore, I have no sin. Go thy way, Satan.
Thank you.
Father, pray for Sister Matthews over there. God, the story's coming out of her place. Her family, her children. Have thy own way, Lord.
Glory to God.
Let's try one more time. Yeah. Why do you care? Why do you care? Right. I do. I do. Okay, so I'm lying. Okay? Well, then what are you going to do about it? So what are you going to do about it? So you want to save my soul, huh? I don't hide mine either. No, I don't. No, I talk about my sins, confess them all the time. Yeah, and so are you. You're continuing in your sin. Okay, now, you okay. Okay. So, huh?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Okay, so you say it matters to God, right? It's a judgment. Fine. I receive your judgment. No, I'm not worried because I've anchored in Jesus. The storm of life I will brave. I've anchored in the rock of salvation. I put my hope in God's word. There is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who does not allow the things of the flesh to move them away. Why should I? Before you're being damned to hell, you know. Tell them what? That's right, damn them, God. He's going to damn you, you know. He's going to damn you, you know. He's going to damn you, you know. You don't know God's going to say, God damn it? You don't believe God's going to damn anybody to hell, do you? Do you? Huh? Why do I do what? I warn them to flee from the wrath to come, which is God's damnation. You know, all right, folks. Again, we go back to, oh, Satan, rage. Satan, he's doing his best to get people on his side. Huh? Don't tell nobody they're going to hell, huh? He that believeth not is damned already. Or you believe on the Son of God, but you don't believe the man he sends? The word he gives to you? You're a damned liar, sir. Go your own way. Now you won't do it because you're a coward. Come on, stand in my presence. I still hope for that one thing that God promised me he's going to do, and he might promise me in order to put the fear of God in the people's heart, he's going to kill somebody. So come through that door. You'll have to put the fear of God in these people's hearts because you ain't got it. Oh, fear no man. What about God's man? But I don't believe in God's man. Well, then come on. You know, all over the world, people are crying. They're hurting. All because of their own sins. You're not being punished for somebody else's sin. You're not being chastised for somebody else's sin. Being chastised for your own sin. Your own. When you won't even obey the gospel. The gospel is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's not a sin that can save you or separate you.
Amen.
If you believe on the Christ, thou art the Christ. I am not Christ. I never said it. And anybody, you're a liar. I live among you as a man. Damn generation. Lord bless you. Bless Brother Paul up there in Canada, Lord.
Amen.
Our brothers down in the Philippines are having a rough go of it, Father. Help them, Father. There's not too many, and I know it. Not too many are going to follow me. No way. You haven't said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. You've got a lot of power, and money is power.